Two of a Kind, Episode 2. Mr. Humphreys, the men from UNIT are here to see you.
Thank you, Miss Smithers. That will be all.
Mr. Humphreys, I am Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart.
My personal assistant has advised me of your request.
It was not merely a request, Mr. Humphreys.
Mr. Humphreys, a young lady's life is at stake.
Just a moment. Miss Smithers.
Yes, sir.
Go down to the files in the fireproof room. Look under P in the files. You'll find a box in there. Bring it up, please, at once.
Very good, sir.
Look, no hard feelings between a couple of high-stakes players. Sure, and you'll get fair payment. Here you are, Mr. Humphreys. Give it to him. It's his.
Is that it?
Yes, the very same.
Thank you, Mr. Humphreys. Let's go, gentlemen.
I hope you had a pleasant rest, Miss Grant. You seem to prefer it when I am not with you.
What are those boxes?
Holographic equipment. It's time to send your doctor and my Croesian friend another little message. As there's interference, I shall have to do it by hologram, just to prove that I have the goods, as the saying goes. Stand up.
Who are you, really?
Does it matter? You won't be familiar with my species, my customs, or my natural form.
So you're not human?
Of course not. Neither is the doctor.
Of course he's human. He's one of us.
Well, if you live to see him again, you just ask him how many hearts he has. You don't know him very well, do you? He was a bad boy on his world, and they marooned him here. Hasn't he told you that? No, he hasn't, has he? He's of the opinion that too much truth will frighten you.
That's rubbish. He's a very good man. He saved me from...
Oh, I know, from the Master and the Autons. I know all about that. But that doesn't make him a human.
The Doctor's not bad. He's not a criminal, and he's nothing like the Master.
On his world, he is second only to the Master as a criminal. They're very angry with him right now.
But you're not human, are you?
No, otherwise I might be swayed by pity for you. I am going to have to make you cry now. Well, that's a start. What is the fastest way to make a human cry? Without making any permanent damage, I mean. I've got a few methods I can try. Let yourself cry easily, Miss Grant. Don't resist. I only want a few tears, so don't make me truly hurt you.
Well, at last things are going our way.
All the same, I wish we could get a better edge on this fellow.
We can, Brigadier. Castaneda is waging a psychological war. He got his edge because I really thought it was all about poker, and it's not. I see now that it's never been about poker.
No, of course not. It's never just about poker when the stakes are high. I'm sorry, I don't follow you. There's no other way to win except by beating him at cards.
I've got an appointment at the BBC. Duke, I want you to meet me there. Bring your car.
My car? What for? What's wrong with your car?
My car has those horrible vinyl seats made to look like leather. No, I've got to use your car.
Doctor, what are you talking about?
I'll explain it all later, Brigadier.
Well now, losing a few locks of hair has done nothing to mar your good looks, Miss Grant. Very fortuitous to get you in such a lovely gown. Dry your eyes.
Why did you record that message? Who is it for?
Oh, a bit of advertising in case anybody else out there is willing to join the game. And a bit of an enticement. Our Croesian friend will appreciate it. And it will surely spur the doctor to action. He will find it dreadful.
How many more of those messages will you send?
Just the one. I will not have to wring any more tears from you.
What happens next?
I will bring you more food and water. You ought to rest. You have a long night ahead of you. In a few hours, the players will arrive and we will have our game. After that, your fate is in the hands of whoever can win you.
This pleases you, doesn't it? You say it doesn't, but it does.
Gambling pleases me, Miss Grant. And do you know why? Because gambling is power.
Only if you win.
But I have won. I have won you. I have brought a Time Lord to his knees. That is the secret of my people, those of us who gamble. We cannot conquer planets and kingdoms with force of arms or great armies, but we can conquer the conquerors. I shall conquer the Doctor and humiliate him forever. And my only weapon was a deck of cards.
He never hurt you.
That is not part of the equation. He is a powerful being in his own right. He is considered a brilliant strategist, and yet he never suspected that a mere card player would bring him down.
You're a vicious, cruel man.
I am a creature of many hungers myself, Miss Grant. I want to know, and I want him to know, and you to know, that at this moment, I direct his happiness, and I hold your fate in my hands.
Let me go, you're hurting me.
Whoever comes here tonight will come from a keen desire to take possession of you, the necklace, or the gold. I like that.
Well, you're just a common thug.
A thug. When I sit at my card table, I'm equal to the most powerful generals in the universe. And you are nothing but food for Croethan appetites. And you will learn this before the night ends. The Croethan is sure to win you. The Doctor's mind is already defeated because I have humiliated him.
Alright, I've got a lot to do down here on the special circuits that we'll need, Duke. I'm afraid that a lot of this is still going to come down to good poker playing. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm always ready for a good game of cards, Doctor. I can hold up my end. Hey, what the deuce is happening? Look at that, shimmering there, right in the air.
Castaneda,
is that the devil that kidnapped the girl? Say, you.
No, Duke, wait. He's not really there. It's an image.
This is a recorded message. I have Miss Grant here as you requested after my first contact. She is well, aren't you, my dear?
Is that the young lady?
Quiet, Duke. Let's listen.
Say it, Miss Grant. Don't make me hurt you again.
Miss Grant!
Quiet, ma'am. It ain't real.
Go on. I'm well. Say it as I told you.
I'm well.
Look at him, Joe. Yes, that's better. But I would like to come home.
But I would like to come home.
Is there anything else you would like to say to anybody?
No. There's nothing.
Who cut your hair, Joe? It's over.
What the devil was that all about?
It was just holography, a transmission.
Why did he cut her hair?
Genetic information.
What's that?
Convert the genetic information from her hair into a matrix binary code and transmit it. He's advertising to what you would call the black market of the galaxy. We must not wait when he calls. Whenever he sets up the game, we have to play. That's what he's telling me. If Santoran or Croethan or any of a dozen other purchase specialists get that code, they will insist on dealing with him. He's forcing me to get to him before anybody else does. Hello.
Pardon me for stooping to the primitive expedient of cutting into your planet's communication system, Doctor. But I am experiencing broadcast and reception difficulties for live transmissions on my own ship. Are you ready to win back your losses, Doctor?
I've chosen someone to play for me.
Ah, a champion then. What is his stake?
Gold. And the necklace.
And the sage and the salt.
Yes, he'll bring the required sage and salt. What about you?
Gold for small stakes. We'll see if this champion of yours can raise the pot to include Miss Grant.
If you hurt her, I'll find you even if it takes centuries. I'll hunt you down.
Not without your TARDIS. Can you access my transport device from your TARDIS? Are those functions still active?
Yes, if you supply a signal and stay powered up, I can break into your signal and transmit a person from here.
Very well. But
but my teleportation booth brings people in only one at a time. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that if there's any chance of a raid or capture, it will fail, and Miss Grant will die by the most wretched death I can contrive.
The only treachery will be from your side, Castaneda.
I plan to leave a little window of time open just in case there are any other takers, Doctor. Tonight I'll open a transport beam signal. Send your champion.
Well?
Castaneda wants to stall until tonight in case anybody else picks up his signal. I think he's not willing to make it a two-person game.
You don't think Duke's going to run into a regular convention of aliens, do you?
I'm not afraid of little green men or two-headed bounders. Even traveling at the speed of light, Castaneda's signal beam won't get very far in the universe in a single day. He may call in the odd player, anybody cruising through the solar system. It may be for the best. Having more players may prevent the game from breaking up too soon.
Well, what's the downside? I cannot imagine that galactic gamblers who play to win captives are a savory bunch.
Humans are valued on the black market of the galaxy because they tend to be imaginative and responsive. Their emotional and intellectual expectations are easily heightened and confused. Santarans would use her for biological or psychological experimentation. Rogue Croethans would make food out of her after they had exhausted her emotions and broken her mind.
Look, are you going to tell me what you've got planned?
Yes, but I don't have time just yet. I've got to perfect these robotic circuits before the game tonight. And you'll need to provide Duke a generous supply of gold. Look, and bring that necklace down, will you? I'd like to get a look at it. I'd like to know why Castaneda wants it.
Doctor, in the end, I am responsible for that girl's safety. I insist.
Brigadier, I will fully brief you, I promise, but you'll have to trust me. I must ensure that these circuits can operate correctly. Give me a few hours.
All right, Doctor. I'll see to the necklace and I'll have it brought down.
In here. Sit in this chair.
What do you have planned?
This is where I do most of my business. My card room. Hold out your hands. I'll remove those bracelets.
Thank you.
Not to be kind. You're going to have to use a real manacle now. Put your hands behind your back.
It hurts.
Your hands will go numb in a moment. I'm going to have to do your feet, too, just for insurance purposes.
I can't move.
That's as it should be. Well, better set out the decks of cards. The guests will be here soon.
Did you cheat the doctor?
I tricked the doctor, which is not quite the same thing. But no, I do not cheat at cards. There are too many devices to detect cheating, and there are too many races who regard dishonest play as a capital offense. It is far safer to simply be very good at the game.
Hey, that was the strangest ride of my life, in one booth and out the other.
You have simply traveled in a teleportation signal. I am Castaneda.
You're a human being.
Right you are, young lady. Say, why have you got them big iron bars on her? You can't be afraid of a little girl like that.
The doctor has decided not to stomach any more gaming with me, Miss Grant. He has sent this man to win you back, if possible.
He's not coming.
Don't you worry, young lady. He sent a better player in his place. I'll get you out of here by morning. Call me Duke.
You have the required stake.
I do, here in these sacks.
The jade necklace.
Look, let's make this simple. All that on the table for her right now. It's a sure thing.
Nonsense. I called a game and we shall have a game. Why give her up when I can have it all? Yes, a lovely necklace. It's still in good condition. Would you like to examine her for soundness?
No, I see she's all right. Let's get started.
Not just yet.
What the devil?
Ah, a Croethan player. Welcome to my card room.
Is that the creature at stake?
Yes, would you like to inspect the prize?
She is suitable.
Hey, you great inflated bag of elephant skin. Take your hands off of her.
What is this? Another prize? She will not do at all. She is old. His skin is sorry and worn. And he reeks of the weed common on that planet.
It stands to reason that a great monstrous beast like you can't appreciate a good cigar.
Be quiet, human. The Croesan has a right to assure himself that the girl is as I advertised.
I will not hurt her. Not until I have her back on my ship, where I shall do as I please. You look at me. What is your name?
Joe Grant.
Does even my countenance frighten you? There is nothing to a face. Have you been harmed or starved aboard this ship?
Nothing serious.
Look how large the eyes have become. She's a worthy prize, like the Thals. Beautiful, sensitive, but she is sluggish in her reactions.
Far more responsive normally, but she's been imprisoned for 2 of her days. Once she's rested, she'll be very suitable for many Croesan pleasures. Very appetizing.
The throat is frail, not as sturdy for what I have in mind.
I told you not to touch her.
And what will you do, Earthman?
Please, gentlemen, please. Let's not ruin the game with violence. Croesan, are you satisfied that she is sound and healthy?
Yes. There. I will not touch her again unless I win her, Earthman. Let us play.
Have you brought the required stake?
Here is my gold.
Ah, hefty sum. Let us get started. Friend Croesan, you should take the short bench to allow for your heavy tail.
And what do we call you, mister?
You may call me Sir Human.
I won't even grace that with an answer. Let's play then.
The Croesan sits to my left, so he shall deal first. We shall use cards slightly larger than the human is accustomed to, for the 3-fingered hands of the Croesans require a sturdier deck.
All right, then. I've got whiskey and a cigar to help me along. Deal the card, you squat-faced lizard tail ogre.
That jade necklace has been made from a Santoran ornament of rank. It generates a signal to call Santoran warriors.
A very rich treasure, my friend. The Santorans guard their honor well. If this was lost in some escape from a battle ages ago, the platoon to which it belongs shall give me a great reward for it, or perhaps be persuaded to join my little games.
The Santorans are a warrior race. They do not acknowledge their defeats to outsiders, Castanata. The necklace is dangerous and should be destroyed.
Nonsense. The jade alone makes it priceless. Are you in, human?
No, I'll fold.
As will I. The round goes to the Croesan.
I shall deal again.
Duke, he's already winning.
Oh, I'm just warming up.
Duke, you folded in the last 8 hands.
Be quiet, or I will gag you.
It doesn't hurt to let her talk to me every now and then. She's frightened.
Let the female speak. It does no harm.
That is unusually compassionate talk from a Croethan.
If you accuse me of such weakness again, I shall forget the rules of fair play and twist your head off, Rule. Do you understand me?
Yes, but I was surprised, that's all.
I want the female in good health for my entertainment before I devour her. Let her glean what comfort she can. She is under great stress, and I regret every moment of rest I shall have to give her before she is ready.
That's assuming you win, lizard.
You are losing badly, and the night is young. Show your hand.
I will, then. How do you like that? Two pairs.
So, you can at least turn luck to your advantage, human. Very well. You win this hand.
Let's up the ante and switch to proper 7 card, 2 showing. That will give us extra rounds to bet.
Yes.
Very well, then. The deal falls to the Earthman.
Right then, what'll it be? I've got 2 queens up. The lizard's got a 3 and 7 of mixed suit, and the spaceman has 2 diamonds showing. Gentlemen?
I shall fold.
I'll raise the pot by 2 and keep what I have.
Right then, I'll see you and raise you by the same.
Then I shall call.
Right you are, beat this hand.
You win again, Earthman. You shall deal again.
How many of those filthy cigars are you going to smoke tonight?
As many as it takes to get the stench of lizard out of my nose.
You have won 6 straight hands, Earthman. You are a better player than I had thought. The time has come. I shall wager the girl.
I'll put in the necklace and give me 2 cards.
There you are.
I shall take 3 cards. And I shall match the value of the girl and the necklace.
Oh, brave players. He has half the value of the girl again in gold. Can you meet it, Earthman?
Here's the sage and the salt and the rest in gold. I'll hold with the hand I have.
And I shall match again in gold. I am also content with my cards.
The bet's fallen to you, spaceman.
I still have half her value in gold left. No, I must fold. The hand is not high enough.
All right, monster, it's you and me, and everything I want is in the pot, so I call. And I've got 4 9s, and that's an end to all of this. Sometimes it's skill, gentlemen, and sometimes it's just an excellent hand what does it. I've won Miss Grant, fair and square.
Stop. The girl is mine. I have 4 queens.
Ah, what a narrow victory.
But look here, you'll stay in the game.
I would still like to win the necklace from you now that you have won it, Croethan.
I aim for the human. And now that I have won her, I shall take her.
High card. I'll bet everything I have left for the girl. Look at it.
I require large quantities of gold to live the life I require. But I want the girl at my feast. She is a delicacy to my kind.
Why not play the human man? If you win, you'll return to your ship with everything. The gold, the girl, and the necklace.
I do not hoard Santoran trinkets.
If you will play him as he asks and win, I will pay you the rest of my gold for the jade necklace. It is a winner-take-all situation. How can you resist?
Very well. High card. Bring a new deck.
Here you are. You first, Earthman.
Right then. 8 of clubs. Oh, Duke!
Your turn, Croethan.
King of hearts.
Ah, you have won it all. And here is my gold in return for the jade necklace.
Very well. I shall take the girl and the gold. The game is over.
Look, mister, please don't take the girl.
Show this Earthman the way to his home rule.
Come along, Yorkshire man. You played your best and nearly carried the day.
Hey, let go! Let go! Joe! Joe, please!
Out you go. Through the teleport.
Joe, look at me. Now.
I can't!
Well, that's finished. I sent him back.
Unlock her.
She'll try to flee.
The circulation of her blood is not of high enough pressure. She will not be able to walk after being restrained all this time. I will carry her back to my ship.
Very well, then.
Come then, human female. I am not hurting you.
Please.
You cannot walk.
Please let me go.
She will make a delightful feast for you once she is rested up.
Castanata, I shall leave you, but listen to my warning. You are a fool to keep that necklace. The Santarans are treacherous. Destroy it before you attempt to enter hyperspace. Goodbye. Don't be afraid, Joe.
Joe, let me go! Stay back, I said.
Joe,
put down them carpet shears. Don't hurt him, you don't understand.
There, look, Joe. It's a mask.
And a voice filter.
What are you? What have you done?
I'm the doctor wearing a costume, Joe. It's too big for me to stand easily. But look around, you're in the Labbit unit.
What was that flash?
That, I reckon, was Mr. Castanata.
Help me out of this thing, Duke. No, wait, see to Miss Grant, I'll manage.
Right, Doctor. Do you know me, Joe? You can put down them carpet shears. We use them to trim the costume a bit, but it's all right. You're here at UNIT.
Doctor, I see it worked. Miss Grant, it is a great pleasure to have you back. I shall see you to the infirmary myself.
Brigadier, I'm so glad to see you.
Come along then, we'll have the medics look at you. But you're all right now, thanks to the doctor. Well, come this way then. A night's rest and you'll get all of this in perspective. Take my arm if you like, it's this way.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hello, Joe. Are you awake?
What are you doing here?
I've been sitting by you. I didn't want you to wake up alone in the infirmary. You've been through a terrible ordeal, and it was my fault. I'm sorry.
I know you didn't mean to hurt me. I mean, I can believe that you let it happen simply out of carelessness.
I brought along my own ointment for the cuts and bruises on your wrist, Joe. It will work better than anything the infirmary here can give you.
Yes, please, Doctor. Will you see to my wrists? They do hurt.
All right, if you'll sit up, I'll just pull this chair closer. Now, I see they put you in some nice hospital pajamas and a robe, but I'll bring you some very proper pajamas from my TARDIS, if you like. Real silk pajamas made by servants of the Khan. Let's see your wrist. I'll unbandage it and put on my own dressing.
All right.
Look, I am very sorry. Of course I would never knowingly wager a life, but I was foolish and needlessly led you into danger. Imagine being so naive as to think you were safe simply by virtue of your being in the next room. Once I knew he was a rule gambler, I ought to have known better. I'm sorry, Joe. I know it must have been awful. But if Castanata told you I actually bet you, that's not true. And if he told you I would abandon you to him, that was never true. I never stopped working to get you back.
No, actually, Castanata told me... Well... He told me a lot. He said that if I should live, I would have to work to understand you. But he said that you do value my life. But why did you dress up as that hideous creature? I was terrified.
Because Castanata would not let both Duke and me play him at the same time. I'm sorry that my charade frightened you, and I did try to send you little hints that I wouldn't really hurt you, but I suppose my presence as a Croethan was too overwhelming. But didn't you notice that I smelled like the leather in a new car? We made the costume out of Duke's car seats. There, that's done. Is that better?
Doctor?
What's that, my dear?
Castaneda said you're not human.
Oh, did he?
He said you have two hearts.
Oh, that. Well, that's easily settled. You can check for yourself. Just let me wrap up your wrist. All right. Come here and listen for yourself. Just put your ear right here. Found it?
Yes, it sounds just like a normal heart to me.
Well, move to my left. The other one will sound much faster and more irregular. My left, your right.
All right.
Well, what do you think?
You do have two hearts.
Better than Castaneda, who seemed to have no heart at all.
Castaneda said that you are criminal like the master.
Well, one of these days I'll sit down and tell my story to you. I'm not quite like the master. If my superiors catch him, they will likely unmake him. But they're content just to keep me here with my face in the corner for a while.
Did you plant that bomb on Castaneda's ship?
No, in fact, I warned him. That ornamental necklace was tuned to the hyperspace transmissions of a Santaran warship. Anybody else taking it into hyperspace would detonate an anti-theft device in it. It's the Santaran way of preventing anybody from making trophies of captured booty. Long ago, somebody discarded it here on Earth because they knew it was too dangerous. It would have been best left with Mrs. Humphreys.
It's just so new to me. I mean, I knew UNIT dealt with odd phenomena, and I knew from the first that you're quite brilliant, but it's still a bit strange.
You know, Joe, I've always had great friends among people on Earth. It needn't bother you that I'm not quite human.
No, it shouldn't. I'll get used to it. And here you are. You did bring me back. And I do like being your assistant. I really do.
Now that you're feeling better, we should do something to pass the time until you're back on your feet.
Care for a game of cards, Doctor?